Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So before we get into a policy talk, remind us briefly what House lawmakers passed last week.
Yeah, last week it was all budget all the time. So it's their $42.7 billion budget the state's going to end up paying starting July 1st. And it's really up to the legislature to make sure those, you know, $43 billion get where they need to go. So it's a balanced budget, it has to be, and it grows state spending about 3%, which is within the estimates of how much revenue is going to grow. That's where the balance comes from. But what it doesn't do here is it does not raise taxes, which is something that a lot of lawmakers want to look at later this year when it comes to paying for education at a local level, K-12, and transportation, roads, bridges, and that pesky MBTA in Greater Boston. So this budget is kind of status quo, but we're going to be looking at a tax debate later on in the year.
So now we have two of three budget proposals. We have the House now, and we have the governor's, which was earlier. And so the Senate is up next. What's that looking like?
Yeah, well, the Senate is known to be, you know, far more progressive than the House, so it really remains to be seen if they will pass a similar no new taxes style budget the way that the House just did last week. I've been talking to a few senators this week, and they say that they're not guaranteeing that they will pass a bill that raises taxes, but they may make the effort to do so. That would make the Senate bill pretty much incompatible with what the House just passed, and that would be kind of a slog to come up with a compromise. And it might kind of go off the rails a little bit, especially if House leaders want this taxes conversation to happen later in the year.
Right. And we need you just said this, but House Speaker DeLeo says he wants this later in the year. And Spilka, she's got this task force. Isn't that going to drag that out longer?
Yeah, and it kind of this is the only clue we have as to where Senate President Karen Spilka's head may be at with revenues. She has put together a task force that's going to take the rest of the session, really, to look at the entirety of the tax code. Now, when I talked to her a few weeks ago, she said that they might move forward on certain tax hikes and that this task force can kind of react to anything else that happens along the way. But that might be an indication, the existence of this task force might be an indication that Spilka also wants to do things later in the year. And so now it's really up to how much those progressives are going to fight in the Senate for tax increases now versus a tax increase debate later.
Right. And we know later, you know, that's going to come quickly. And as we saw in the last session, this 11th hour trying to jam things through. So it'll be interesting to see how far later actually means with both chambers here.
Absolutely. So check in the fall.
So now onto some bills that were in hearings this week, and some of them were controversial. So give us some highlights.
Yeah, I think most of the action over this week, and there were numbers of dozens and if not hundreds of bills heard by the legislature this week in these kind of marathon sessions held in the basement of the State House. One of the biggest hearings really was in the Labor and Workforce Committee. They had a number of significant bills on their docket, like one that was backed by organized labor, and it would strengthen the union's ability to charge workers' fees after the Supreme Court's Janus decision, which really took a wrecking ball to the model that a number of organized labor unions use when they collect fees from non-dues paying members, employees. So you can say, I don't necessarily want to be a part of the union, but you still have to pay a fee in lieu of your union dues. This bill would kind of restructure for unions in the state to bring some of that back in, but it's also opposed by a number of kind of business groups. And there's also one from Mayor Marty Walsh that we can talk about later that would really expose the race and gender of businesses in Massachusetts. That could be a big deal going forward. We'll keep track of that one.
All right. We will be keeping track of that. We will be talking with you as we do most Thursday mornings. That's WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Thanks a lot for all your reporting, and we'll talk soon.
Good to be with you.